Once upon a land, in a time far away, lived the king of all joy, called the father of play. His home was a castle, overlooking the seas, atop the mountain Magisto, on the island of ease. From his throne on the summit, the king could survey dominions both near him and those far away. There were regions of pastel amid puzzling pinks and a psychedelic sector with some paisley precincts. Other realms of whimsy were wintry white, with monuments gleaming in the astral night. The island itself was a magical place, which happily hung in the vastness of space. The mountains kept company with radiant stars, boasting their brilliance like celestial tars. A laser-like show was a nightly prelude, pushing pathways through darkness till morning ensued. The mountains were not silent witnesses to the grandeur of stars. Their relationship was connected in harmonious like parallel bars. The trees of the foothills, all piercing the sky, had flora so stunning, it pleasured the eye. Fruit hung from the branches, every flavor and type. The bounty was plenty, the crop always ripe. The sounds of the system were lovely to hear, as the venue made music, delighting the ear. Raindrops form rhythm, with the aqueous patrolled by the maestro of mood, keeping tempo controlled. The meadows were compounds of colorful turf, with streams to silk beaches,
making sounds so absurd,
while others use signals, never speaking a word. A perfect example, highlighting this fact, was the muteness of mimes who espoused the abstract. The kinship had customs and costumes they wore, dating back generations, derived.